Hi, welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to have our last speaker of the day. We have Brian Aslin, and he's going to talk about changes in employment law impacting compliance efforts. So this is going to be a great presentation to get all of us up to speed on what we need to know. And Brian is a labor and employment attorney at Ogletree Deacons in Austin, Texas. And he has a really cool history. He was previously an assistant attorney general for the state of Texas, where he focused on high impact employment litigation. And before that, he was an assistant district attorney, where he had an undefeated first chair jury trial record. But I also love the fact that he had a Bachelor of Fine Arts in theater performance from Baylor, which I have to think really helped you with your undefeated jury record. So, Brian.
I will say it helps. It helps as a litigator for sure.
Awesome. So take it away. Get us up to speed.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, and thanks to the whole UTCLE team and the faculty here today for what's been a great presentation. And I'm happy to be here with you today and to present on compliance efforts that are always changing, as we'll talk about. They've even changed this week. So, like Jennifer said, my name is Brian Aslin. I'm an attorney at the law firm Ogletree Deacons. We have over 1,000 lawyers now in 57 offices across North America and Europe, and I am in our Austin office, which has been around since 2002. So, over 20 years now, the Austin office has been there working with all kinds of employers. So we'll start talking about the EEOC, an agency I work with and deal with every day, and some of you might too. So based on the latest data that we have, when we look at EEOC charges, filings by state, Texas actually has been leading in terms of the number of charges filed. California, of course, has far more people, but they also have different legislative methods to bring claims. Some of you may be familiar with PAGA or other claims like that if you do business in California. So it is interesting that Texas has the most charges. Other states there that you could probably guess just based on population: Florida, Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania at the top of the list as well. Year over year, we always see that retaliation claims continue to be the claim that is brought the most often in EEOC charges. This, of course, is because you can add a retaliation claim to a Title VII claim, an ADA disability claim, a claim under the ADEA as well. We see that closer, we see that followed by disability claims, then race, sex, religion, age, national origin, and color as we go on down the list. Again, we see here the number of EEOC charges by type over the years. You see a spike there in religion. That's whenever the DeJoy case came out with the United States Supreme Court, providing some clarifications. And there was a lot of COVID litigation going on around those types of claims, too. For the end of year in 2023, we saw 143 new merits lawsuits filed for fiscal year 2023 with the EEOC. ADA lawsuits continue to be a priority there. I certainly see this in my own practice, where the charges that are getting the most attention are ADA claims, particularly failure to accommodate claims. Employers should continue to be diligent in those claims, engaging in the interactive process, certainly with employees, and doing the best they can. This was a Biden administration priority. If we continue to see a Harris administration the next 4 years, we guess that the ADA claims will continue to be a priority for this EEOC. EEOC subject matter priorities for 2024 through 2028. As a segue, many of these are around eliminating barriers in recruitment and hiring. particularly around disability again, but this will also include AI.